Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Echad Ve'esrim, the 21st Perek in the Hilchas Ishus, the Laws of Marriage in the Rambam Sefer Nashim, which now, after the Rambam had been discussing the whole the procedure of getting married and the rights that a woman has in that marriage, now the Rambam goes to the rights that the husband has, certain activities that a woman has to do for the husband, which are the rights of the husband. Some of the ideas we're going to discuss in this Perek, in the 21st Perek, is the Rambam is going to talk about what's called Metzios, if the woman finds something, or Maisiyah Deha, her income, regarding the Malachis, Sha'is Labala, the work that she has to do for her husband, Hamadr Ishtai, if a man takes a vow prohibiting his wife from doing work, regarding the work that a woman has to do Ba'atzma by herself for her husband, regarding certain Malachis that are related to that of a Nida, a menstruating woman, that what she could and cannot do for her husband, regarding a woman if she breaks Kalim. She breaks stuff when she's doing her work. Regarding a woman that doesn't do the work that she has to do, the laws of a menekes, of a nursing woman, and the obligations of a nursing woman to the infant, and regarding the claims of her sons and their daughters after that she finishes nursing, what's her rights in regards to the child after that point in time. So we begin the 21st Perek, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam opens up with the obligations that a woman has certain things to do for her husband. Halacha Aleph, Metzias Ha'isha, if a woman finds something, Umaisi Adaho, or her, let's call her handiwork, her income, her wages, her job, the work that she does, all this is Labal, it all goes to her husband. Now the reason for this is, when she finds something is because of Eva, because of enmity, which is because her husband's feeding her, and if she's not going to, she finds something, she gets a windfall, she doesn't give it to her husband, it's going to cause a dispute. And regarding her Maisi Adayim, that goes to her husband, and that's because of the mezainis that Chacham instituted. She gets, one of the things she gets is sustenance, and that's part of the Tanai of the Ksuba. So in place of that, that Shahar handiwork, which on a biblical level also, Sheik Susavayna, but that in place of that, the husband gets her income. Now, Umahi Oisalai, what is the minimum that a woman has to do for her husband? Because not every woman works and get wages. What does she have to do? Says Ram Hakol Kamin Gamadin, everything is according to the custom of that place. Meaning, Mokim Shadak and Larik, if it's a place where the women usually weave the clothing, so I reckon she has to weave. Lirkam to embroider, Rekema she has to embroider. Litve Semra Pishnim, that they spin the wool or the linen, Tavisur, she has to spin it. Now, Vim Lahoya Derech Nesheir Yolasikam Allah Chazelun, if the custom of the women of that town, they don't do all this work that we just mentioned. So in the Kaiva, then they cannot force his wife to do any work. El Litve Sachem Bovad, the one thing he can force her is to spin the wool, that alone. And the reason is, Pishtin Mazik is a Hasvasayim. The reason why it's only by wool is because actually linen, that actually harms the mouth and the lips, so that you can't force it, but the wool you could. And the reason is, because spinning is the one work that's unique, designated for women. Shalem, like it says a pasuk in Shemayz Lamed Hey, when it was talking about them when they were donating for the Mishkan, and every woman, Chachma Slave, was wise hearted, Biyadao Tava, with her hand they would spin. So you see that that's a unique woman. And therefore, that's something that he could definitely force her to do for the marriage. Now, halacha base. Let's say doch gatma. Let's say she pushes herself. V'asa yesim nerola, and she does more than what she has to do in regards to her ma'isi daim that she has to work. Hamoisa labal, that excess goes to the husband. Now, let's say hayle mamin harbi. Let's say on the other end. Let's say he had a lot of money. Afal hayle kamashvachas, and this woman had even many maidservants. So then she doesn't have to do certain things for her husband because they have this all taken care of. She cannot sit with nothing, doing no work. Because sitting idle brings to immorality. Now, the husband can't force her to be working all day. Rather, according to the abundance of the money, according to their finances, that's how much less work she has to do. But definitely, she cannot just be sitting and doing nothing, but neither can they force her if they have it already taken care of. And again, if she pushes up more than what she has to, that excess goes to the husband. Halacha Gimel. Related to this, let's say someone takes a vow on his wife, that she shouldn't be doing any work at all. You do any work, you can't benefit from any of my stuff. So Yitzvid and Ksuba has to go out, divorce, and give her Ksuba. And the reason for that is because Shabbatol, like we said before, sitting idle, if you're forcing him not to do anything, it brings to immorality. So therefore, you can't do that. So too, Like we're saying, you've got to be doing stuff. So too, in a related vein, kalish, every single woman, rechetzis labala, she washes for her husband, pana b'yoda b'raglav, his face, his hands, his feet, umezegis la'isakais. And the second thing is, she pours from him the cup that he's drinking, umetzas la'isamit, and she spreads out the bedspreads. She stands and she serves in front of her husband. For example, she should give him water or a cup, or take it away from him. These types of things that a wife generally does. But she doesn't stand and serve in front of his father, in front of his son. But these are things that a woman does for her husband. These work, these things that we mentioned previous halacha, she has to do herself. Even she had many maidservants. These are activities that are intimate things. These are things that are not done for the husband, only they're done by the wife. Now, there are other activities that a woman does for her husband, when they're poor. She's the woman who bakes the bread in the oven. Ezra Tikkun, and Ezra was instituted, once we're talking about the woman baking the bread, that the woman should get up early and bake the bread, so that the bread should be around when the poor people come knocking on the door. So to Mevashel says, she cooks the food, she washes the clothing, and she nurses her children. She puts the straw in front of his animals. Now, not in front of his cattle. The reason for that is because when we say behemta, it means the animal that he rides. So she has to put the straw in front of the animal, because that's like something necessary for like the body of the husband himself, because it's what he rides on. But in front of his cattle, which they use for plowing, it's not for his body itself, that she has no obligation to feed them the straw. Umatchenes, she also grinds, as Ram says, kesa matchenes. What do you mean she grinds the what she has to grind? The food. Yeshavas berechem, she stands there by the mill. Umshamer sekemech, she watches over the flour. Ve'entchenes, but doesn't actually grind it, because that's what an animal does. She doesn't have to do such a large job. Rather, it just means that she's involved in the process. Or she follows after the animal that's grinding, so that the mill should not just be idle. So she has to be in charge of the mill, but not the actual grinding. Now, but if their custom was that they would grind with a handmill, then some individual has to do it. Then she herself does the milling, does the grinding. Now, halacha vav. When did we say this previous halacha is banim? Like we said before, when they're poor. But if she brought into the marriage when she came in with a maidservant, or she brought in monies when she got married that you could use from the monies to buy a maidservant, or third option, the husband, he had one maidservant. Option number four, he had enough money where from that money he could buy a maidservant. Then she doesn't have to grind, she doesn't have to bake, she doesn't have to do laundry, she doesn't have to put the straw on his animal, because that the maidservant could do, and therefore she doesn't have to do it. Let's say, let's say she should burden two maidservants. Or enough properties that you could sell them and buy two maidservants. Or he had two maidservants. Or he had enough money to buy two maidservants. Then in she doesn't even cook. She doesn't even nurse her child. Rather, she gives the maidservant to the living, and she goes and she does the nursing, but she herself doesn't have to do that because of their financial ability. Now the Rambam puts it all together, and he puts the limitations and the obligations of it. Halacha Zayin says, Nimtzu comes out, all the activities that every single woman has to do for her husband is chamesh melachas, are five activities. Taiva, she's got to spin the wool. She has to wash his face, his hands, and his feet. She has to pour the cup for him. She has to spread the bedspreads. But she has to stand there and ready and to help him out, to serve him. Now, there are certain activities that some women do, again, depending on their financial status. But again, some don't do it because of their financial ability. Our shesh malachas are six activities. Matchenes, the grinding. Mavashelis, the cooking. Ba'ifa, the baking. Mechabes, the laundry. Manika, and the nursing. V'nesevet, and the sentence temple of the mamta, and putting the straw in front of his animal. Now, lochas. Kam malachas shisha is labalo. All these activities that we said a woman does for her husband, nida is labalo. The menstruating woman who has the halacha of nida, she could do this for her husband too. Chutz, but except for three things. Maybe he's okay, he's pouring the cup, but tzosamita is spreading out the bedspreads. But chutz, but the ragam, washing his hands and his face and his feet, because these are all things of intimacy. And that's the objective of that, and that's what only the woman does for her husband. when she's a nida, she cannot do those things for him. And that's exactly because that's rabbinic concern. Mishum here because of the types of thoughts of intimacy, shem yevalivel, which that's the whole point. But now that she's a nida, he might come to have cohabitation, which is forbidden to have with his wife when she's a nida. The fikr, therefore, but she usually takes care of the home and does these things. So what she does is matzas mitasai kishanida. So what does she do? How does she make the beds when she's a nida? Shalei b'fana, when it's not in front of him, so it doesn't make him feelings of intimacy towards her because he wasn't there when she made the beds. Umezeke says it's a case. Yeah, she pours the cup, but in the sense it's a biyadi kedarkatam, but she doesn't put it straight into his hand as she normally does. Rabbanachas says ala arter, as she puts it on the ground, or ala clear on the vessel, or ala shulchan on the table. But then he takes it, but not giving it straight to him. That way, avoiding the cause of bringing to bia, which is forbidden as a need. Halacha test. So we're talking about the woman has to do certain activities, she does the things in the home. So let's say a woman breaks a vessel when she's doing this work in her house, Peturah, she's exempt. It says, Ram, that's not based on primary law, it's a rabbinic institution. Because she imi nato imik, and if you don't say this, and that she's going to be responsible because it's her husband's monies, there's never going to be peace in the house ever, unless she's going to be very, very careful. She's going to stop herself from doing too much because she doesn't want to break stuff. It's going to cause discord amongst them. So therefore, the rabbi is instituted. Whatever she breaks, she's not responsible for. Now, any woman that refuses to do certain works that, as we mentioned in previous halachas, that she's obligated to do, so we force her and she does it. Even with the rod, even with a stick, which the rabbi writes, he says, I never heard such a thing to have to hit the women and afflict them with sticks. But the Rambam says that this is an approach to where we can force them, even to that extent. Now let's say Tain Husha in Oisa. Let's say he claims she didn't do the work she's supposed to do. The Imam, she says, not true. She didn't, it's not true. I never held back from doing what I'm supposed to do. So Meshivin Isha Beinem, so they place a woman between them, or neighbors, to go ahead and be there and see what's actually going on the ground. And this is all according to what the judge sees that it's possible to do to figure out how to be able to resolve this dispute. Now Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam moves on regarding other obligations the woman has, specifically that of nursing their child. Ha'isha, the woman, kazman shimanikas bina, as long as she's nursing her child, they diminish from the amount that she has to do and work, which, as we said before, there's certain obligations that a woman has, and that is what the husband gets in place of that he feeds her. She's pregnant, she doesn't have to do as much work. And to the contrary, they actually increase the amount of food that she gets, which are yayin, wine, udvam shiach m'lachalav, or other things that are good for lactation, for the milk that the woman needs to be able to nurse her child. This is when she's a nursing mother. And paskala mazen sarusla, let's say they designated the amount of food that it's appropriate for a nursing woman to have. Problem is, v'ari misab alechel yeser, she has desires to eat even more. Oy lecha machal sacher so to eat other types of foods, and the reason nechal yatayv sheshel bebitna, because of the illness of desire that she has in her stomach as a nursing woman. So she could eat from her own. It doesn't come from the husband's money, but she could eat from her own monies, whatever she wants to. And the chiddush, and this is the husband cannot stop her and say, wait a second, you're going to eat too much, you're going to eat bad food. The child's going to die because of the way the child gets from the mother everything through the nursing. He can't stop her. Because the pain of her own body, which is that she desires, she needs this food, comes first before that of her child. Halacha Yud Beis. Yalda Ta'imim. Let's say she gives birth to twins. In Kaif and Isla Hanuk Shneim, then we don't force her to nurse both of them. Elabanika Echad, rather, as a regular woman, she nurses one of them. Vesarech HaBalma Nikola Sheni, and the husband has to hire a wet nurse for the second child. Now, HaReisha Ratza Yishol Hanuk Ben Chabet Demen. Now, let's say a woman wants to nurse her friend's son at the same time she's nursing her own son. The husband could stop her. Doesn't have to let her. Only to just nurse their own son and not more. Let's say she took a vow that she's not going to nurse her child. I don't do nursing. I'm not nursing my son. Says the Rambam, he could force her because she is meshubed to the nursing, which is one obligation that she has. So therefore the vow doesn't take effect at all. And she has to nurse him until he's 24 months old, which is the end of the nursing period. Whether it's a boy or a girl. Let's see, she says, I want to nurse. I'm very into nursing. I understand the benefits of nursing. I want to nurse my son. He says, I don't want you to nurse. Kadesh like this novel, he just doesn't want her to become disgusted with this whole nursing process. So even though he has many maidservants, which they could all be wet nurses. No, Shayim Allah, we listen to her. Shatzar hula lefesh mebna, because it's painful for her to separate from her son. Different types of pain, the emotional, the need to nurse of the overflow of the milk. Be that as it may, the Rambam says that it's her pain. Therefore, we listen to her, and she nurses, even though he doesn't want her to nurse. Aloch yadal. Let's say she was poor. She chayevus lanik zvanah, like we said. Then she has an obligation. One of the things a woman has to do to nurse her child. But if I were to usher, but the husband, he's wealthy. Sharoli shleitonik ishtar, which is appropriate the amount of money that he has, that his wife shouldn't have to do the own nursing. So avabit answer shein l'shvach, even though he's a type of guy, no, the woman does all the work, and they don't even have maidservants. But imloi ratzalahanik, if she doesn't want to nurse her child, seichem anika, he has to hire a wet nurse, or koin l'shvach, he has to buy a maidservant. Nisha isha ilam bala, because a woman gets upgraded with her husband, vinyarad, she does not go down. So although in her family they have to nurse, but in his family he has enough money that she doesn't have to, then she doesn't have to nurse. Halacha d'zvav, here mes, let's say she says, Rohu liskar likna shivcha, my husband, what do you mean? This guy has a lot of money. He could rent or buy a maidservant, and I don't have to then nurse. Boy, me says, no, it's not true, in a row. You know what I'm going through? Alel habi raya, it's on her to bring proof. Then come up on the shuvah. It's not even any space over here to say that he would have to swear an oath of shuvah heses to exempt himself, because he has no obligations to her at all. It's actually her obligation to nurse, and if she wants to remove herself from her shibud, she has the onus of proof. Halacha tazayin, ha'isha shin is gosha, woman that gets divorced, in kaven as lahanik, that we don't force her to nurse the baby because she has no more shibudim. It's only a wife to have, and she's divorced. It's not an obligation to the child, it's an obligation to the husband. They're not married anymore. Elim Ratzah, rather, but if she wants to, Nisla Schara, then we give her wages for the nursing, Ubinikasa, and she nurses the baby. Now, Vimlay Ratzah, if she doesn't want to, Nesenis Lais Benay, so she gives him his son, Vumitapabay, and he has to take care of his baby. Now, B'men B'mum, when we say this, Ishalehi Niko Eise Achekir, it's only if she'd never yet nursed him until the baby's all mature enough to recognize his mother. Of a Makira, but if the baby already recognizes the mother, even if the baby's blind, so it doesn't recognize from sight, but there's still the smell, there's ways that a baby recognizes sensory from the mother, then we don't separate the baby from the mother, because of the danger of the baby, where it's well known that the child, because of the taste and the smell of the mother, doesn't want to nurse from another woman. Then we force the mother, she has to nurse him, she'll get paid for it, not married anymore, so she has no obligations, but she'll get paid, but she has to nurse him until 24 months. And the reason for that is because a woman's also obligated to mitzvah tzedakah. And just like a wealthy woman has to feed her a son because of tzedakah, so too here, she's the wealthy one with the milk that she has. So since she's the wealthy one, she has liquid gold, so she has to be the one to nurse the baby. Now, in Halacha Yitzayin, the Rambam moves on regarding the obligation that the husband has to his wife after he divorced her, as we're talking about in these halachas, because of providing for his children, which she has the custody of the child. Halacha Yitzayin, Hagrusha. The woman who's divorced, she doesn't get sustained, she doesn't get fed from her husband, that's only when she's married. Now, Ava Pishim and Nika is benign, this even if she's nursing her son. Now, Aval, but we said she's getting paid for that nursing, but even though she's nursing, she doesn't get mezainas. Now, Ava Noisin Yisa Schara, but the husband has to give her more than just the wages for nursing. Dvarim shakat and tzarchalem, the things that the baby needs, miksus from clothing, or machal, or mashka, and food and drink, vasicha, and anointing, and all types of creams, and things like that, where because the father has obligation, not to the wife, but to the child, up until the age of 6, as we had said in Perikid Beis. But let's say she's pregnant and they get divorced, so then there's no child over here, and again, she gets nothing because of the fact that she's carrying his child. She doesn't get anything, she's divorced. Let's say the months of the 24 months of nursing already passed and she already weaned the child. So the process is like this. If the divorced woman wants that the children should stay with her, so it says the Rambam, then he cannot take away the children from her until they're a full 6 years old. Which the Rambam disagrees, says, how can you entertain such a thing that you can force the father that he won't have his children up until the age of 6? What do you mean? He has an obligation to do chinuch on his children when they're already 4 or 5, and how could he do chinuch when the child's with the mother? However, What's interesting is that the Rambam himself in Hilchos Talmud Torah says that you machnis nes atinekis lehislamid kiben sheish. Rambam says it actually only starts at age 6, so therefore that makes sense with what Rambam saying over here, that no, up until 6, the child could stay with the mother. After 6, the father has the obligation of chinuch, then it goes to the father. Elokavinas aviv, rather, we force the father, and he has to give food for the children, but the child stays with the mother. Now, but after the child's already, after 6 years, yesh lav lema, then the father could say like this, imu etzlim, the child is with me, et lema zayins, I'm going to feed him then. But if it's by the mother, loit lema zayins, I'm not going to give mezayins anymore. Now, but v'habas, it's lema lema, but the daughter, the girls, they always stay with the mother, v'afel achashesh, even after 6 years old. As Ram says, halachi yitches kitz at household, hayav ro litztaka, if the father was appropriate that he had enough finances to do charity, so we know charity starts at home, so then we take away from him, we extract from him what's appropriate according to what he could afford, even against his will. And then we feed the girl up until she becomes a begaris, as we had said in Perikid Beis. Even though she's still by her mother, in this same lach, and even if the mother got remarried to someone else, bita etzla, her daughter stays with her. Vavia, her biological father, zon isam shem tzedakah, he has to feed the daughter because of charity. Atshem es av, until the father passed away, and then betizim nechazav achamaitz. Then she still gets sustained from his estate after he dies. Betznoi ksuba, which is one of the stipulations of the ksuba, which is to feed the daughters even after he's dead. Beitzalima, even though the daughter is with the mother. Now vimlei ratza aim, but let's say the mother doesn't want she bnei etzla to have the children with her achashag malasim. She already nursed. She ended up nursing. I don't know. I don't want the kids with me. I want to be able to get remarried. I don't want to be tied down to kids. So echad zchar mechin the kibbutz, whether it's the boy or she has girls, her shus biyoder, she has that volition. She could choose that. But nesendas is love him, and she could send them away to their father. Oy mashlecha says lakol, or she could just throw it onto the community. It may lemav. Let's say there's no father. They don't have a father. She could throw that responsibility on the kehila. Vehematablam, and the community has to be involved with these children because the woman has no obligation to bring up the children. The father has that obligation, but if the father is not there, then it's a communal obligation to bring up these kids.